Okay, that said
I had been picked from this conference.
Yeah, I was going to say, that one's weird. I heard that, too. I heard a little voice, a little lady.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, little lady.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Driving me nuts. But basically what I was saying is there'll be an appointment, though, and we'll customize your website, the services you're listed for, the areas that you're targeting. We'll build a Facebook page for you, run some ads through that. So you have multiple ways of generating jobs. We're not all going to be relying on just Google. It'll be on Bing. We'll get into your Yelp listing, help with the Yelp listing, you know, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa devices, if they're searching on those, if they're on the Apple for iPhone, you'll be on those as well. We do all those submissions for you and host it. The idea for us, Marty, is to build a relationship with you by bringing in job opportunities. If at the end of each month you could see that we're bringing in job opportunities for you, you shouldn't have a problem continuing to stay on board with us. So we get in and use all the tools that are available that have relationships with Google to try to generate jobs from you. So if we got to pull jobs from Facebook, then we're going to do that, you know. The idea is to keep you busy and build this thing
well,
up.
That way, when you hand it off,
it's nice.
Well, we're looking at trying to stay busy right here.
Yep. Yeah, that's the only way to do it. I mean, you can't expect to be busy without this, because it's like your next-door neighbor could pull up their phone right now and start looking for electrical work, but your name won't even come up in that conversation unless we do this. So.
I know. Okay. Yeah.
So we got you.
All right.
That's what we do. It's what we've been doing for the last 20-something years. How did you find us, actually? Was it the AI call that you got, or did you reach out? Because you came through a digital system.
I could have. I don't know, John. Quite honestly, I've looked at a lot of stuff. The main thing I'm doing right now is trying to find data land for data centers. I'm good at it. I know I'm good at it. Me and my partner, we're good at it. And it's just a matter of time before we get the first one sold.
Yeah,
and I've got almost 1,000 acres eyeballed right now, and I mean it's real close to Memphis.
Well, if you're gonna tell me that, then I'm gonna tell you your only option is to sign up for the whole year for $2,500, because sounds like you got a lot of money over there.
Well, no, I can't yet, you know, and I just got a lot of irons in the fire. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the Midas touch. If I did, I wouldn't have to worry about stuff. My cousin had a Midas touch. But he worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have that. So I have to kind of, a lot of good things run through my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them. Okay. Look, I appreciate you, what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And like I said, I almost signed up about 2 weeks ago with the $5,000 trip.
Yeah,
it's like, well, and I kind of felt like that to some degree, because, and it went from Facebook to Google, okay, that I'm guaranteeing you a number one spot on Google. It's like, man, you know, and he said, people don't even look at the second page, Marty. I said, well, I understand that. I don't hardly, you know, and I'm typical, you know, and so. Anyway, what does it take to get started, John?
All right, let me create the profile for you, Marty. What's your email address where I can send you a receipt and everything in writing?
MMILAM2@gmail.com. I don't have a business. And see, a lot of the things I've hit lately says I need a business.
No.
Gmail. I don't even know how to figure one out.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, we can get one created for you, but it's not something that's required in order to do this.
Okay.
Yeah, we could send it to your personal. All we're doing here is sending you the receipt, the outline of the agreement in writing for you to have documented everything we're doing for you and for the price. And then there'll be a username and a password for a tracking system if you want to be able to log in there and track all the customers coming from.
Okay.
Okay. And then
I know I'm a bunch of trouble.
What was that?
I said, I know I'm a bunch of trouble. Okay.
No, you're
fine. I really do.
But
I'm loyal as they get.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
you help me make money.
That are 80 years old, you know, and they've had the roofing companies for 40 years before Google was even invented. Right.
Right.
And they were doing roofs.
It's all referral
for them. Yeah. But
it's all referral.
They have online too. We make it work for them, though, even though they're not super right. computer savvy. You know, we just call them up over the phone, and then we do all the techie stuff, so that way they don't have to jump on a computer or worry about it.
It's all referral, man. I mean, you know, everything. It's all referral. Well, this is a good referral right here. I like it.
Yeah. It's a modern-day version of referral, right?
It is.
Want to look you up and see you're real and you're credible, and we put all those things in place so that way they have it. We tell them, hey.
Well, I keep people's name in my phone. I mean, you know, like that lady with Yelp. Her name's probably in my phone somewhere.
Yeah, let me send you mine. Let me send you mine, too, so you have it, and you can go ahead and save this. Okay? I'm going to text it over to you now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've been dreading cutting this tree down.
Nah,
all right, I got it. I've been dreading cutting this tree.
3038 Sycamore View?
No. That's my old address.
Okay, we got to update that. What's the new address?
1660. 1660 Fortune. Okay. Fortune.
Okay.
Road.
Is that Memphis?
No, it's Moscow. M-O-S-C-O-W.
Okay. Let me see what I can find.
Tennessee. 38057.
I got it. You want me to hide the address or leave it displayed on your listings?
Hide it. Yeah, people might think, you know, he's not part of Memphis anymore.
Yeah, it'll
say I got a 901 number.
I've got Tennessee 38057 on there. But you'll pop up over
I've got Memphis. I've got a 901 area number. I came from Memphis. I mean, you know, shoot.
Yeah.
One lady asked me, what
they'll talk to you for a bit and they'll figure it out.
Right.
You can always tell. Yeah.
That's
not
what
that,
a lady
that,
said.
No, I hear
she goes, what part
people.
Of Mississippi are you from? I said, I'm not even Mississippi, lady.
Yeah. You could tell. You know, but some people in Memphis, they have that crazy slang. I talked to a guy the other day who was going, music. He couldn't. I go, oh, man, you were born and raised
like,
over there.
You walk out of the hills.
Yeah. Music. All right. So I got your profile.
One of my buddies that I trained, he lives in Los Angeles. He works for PG&E.
Oh, yeah.
And he does something. He does training for PG&E. I trained him. Mm-hmm. I remember when he hired him, I trained him. And he was working for PG&E, you know, out there. I said, how in the world you like it in California, man? He goes, well, I like most of it, and then some of it you have to tolerate.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the people. It's a beautiful place. It's just some of the people are crazy. You get people from all over the world that don't have the same ideology as we do. So it's
right.
It's tough, you know. I have a son, and I was raised very, like, old Bible Christian, you know, went to Calvary Chapel, and you know, I see these guys with blue hair, and I'm like, get the hell away from them.
Now,
and they're like, you're not.
Now, what's Calvary?
Like
Calvary.
That.
What was Calvary Chapel? What was Calvary? Who ran it? Who was pastor?
Pastor Chuck. Chuck Smith.
Chuck Smith?
Yeah.
Okay. Calvary Chapel.
All over the world. He preached out here in Costa Mesa, and then he had
passed
away a couple of years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I got to look him up. Yeah, I like the old guys. I like the old guys. We had Adrian here, and of course, the guy that filled Adrian's shoes, he just passed away, Steve. And Steve and I were good friends. Steve and I were good buddies.
Are they
evangelical
out there?
Yeah, we're Baptist.
Baptist, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're Baptist, Southern Baptist.
Yep.
As long as Jesus is Savior and Lord in your life, then he's it, you know, and ain't no other way. He said he was the way, the truth, and the life.
Exactly.
He said he was the way. It means the only way, and the truth. It means he is the truth. Okay. And,
that's why I ask people
and the life.
I'm like, I don't care.
And if you don't have him, if you don't have him, then you have death, you know, and it's like, well, I mean, he summed it up. What a summation in John 14:6 right there is that he summed all of his existence up and ours as well. And if we don't have him, then we don't have the way, and if yeah. and if we don't have
Nobody
him, then
the Father
we don't have. That's right. No man comes to the Father except through me. What a statement! Mm-hmm. What a statement that means.
Yeah.
And it's like, golly, man. And John, I got to go to Israel and travel around through the journeys of Paul and see Europe and Israel and kind of get a flavor of it, what's going on. And
how do you feel about that? Like Israel, you know what AIPAC is and how they're doing things in the United States? You know what
well,
AIPAC is?
A little bit, not much
yeah.
about
American
AIPAC. I know what
Israel,
is.
It's Israel's, they have a group of lobbyists here that are basically overseeing our government. They've been saying that, these guys are basically running Trump behind the scenes.
Well, you know,
it's the Public Affairs Committee of Israel is what it is.
Well, look, I believe that we all answer to God Almighty. Okay. And that we're not necessarily puppets, but I believe that we are, there are certain people in prophecy that is fulfilling. And I believe that Trump is probably one of those kind of guys. I'm not a big fan of, I'm a big fan of capitalism. Okay. I think God is a pure capitalist. I think if you don't get up and put your shoes on, put your pants on every day and get out there and work, that he honors work, but that he's the one that provides the blessings. And he reigns on the just and the unjust. Okay? And God's the judge. We don't get to judge, you know, we get to judge how things are perceived in our life, but God's the one that forgives. And we have to remember that we don't get to hold, you know, something over somebody's head forever.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that there's not punishment involved, you know.
It's deep in there. I just was wondering because my aunt's been struggling with that one too, and I try to tell her, you know, the Bible tells us one thing about them, and then you know what they believe about us is a whole different thing. So they don't necessarily see us the way we see them, and it's just kind of interesting.
I don't think they
align with Christian beliefs.
Is she Jewish?
My aunt, no, she's Christian. But I was saying
okay.
AIPAC is Jewish, where they're
oh yeah,
you know, they don't believe in Jesus Christ. They believe Jesus Christ
right.
is boiling in hell. He was a false
well,
prophet in their eyes. So it's like hard for me to get along with somebody like that, but the Bible tells you too.
Well, and God's clear about it that he
yeah.
blesses those who bless Israel. Okay? And
Israel
and so and
gets conflicted
and,
in the Bible too. You got to read
they,
it more.
They are conflicted
because they the
you know,
chosen people or God's people or the people
they are chosen.
The people who are chosen are the followers of Christ. So the state of Israel is the followers of Christ, not the actual country, Israel.
Well, they are conflicted.
Misconstrued.
Yeah, they're children of God and they're chosen, and we have to treat them that way as believers, and we're the ones that were adopted.
I think we're all
we are God's creation. He loves each and every one of us. I mean, I have no doubt about that. God loves each and every one of us, and he forgives us, you know, no matter what we do, he forgives us. And if we ask for it, if we're repentant, like you said a second ago, like we're repentant, you know, it's good to know that we're forgiven. I know that.
Yeah. Yep. I've repented. I know he forgives me. He saved me. But sorry, I've created your whole profile here, and then I could talk to you all day. It's gonna be the Bible. It's gonna be dogs. It's gonna.
Well, we're
gonna get along because we could talk all day. But I do have to get this thing rolling for you.
I know you do.
Like,
yeah.
What are you talking about? I got some people in this office who believe differently than us. I gotta be careful.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it takes, it, you know, everybody needs to be enlightened.
That's right. That's right. I wear my cross proudly.
Absolutely, man. You know, we're supposed to. We shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel.
Not at all.
Salvation unto men, you know, even when they don't understand it, it's their salvation, you know, and we shouldn't withhold it from them. You know, we have to live it in front of them. And that is, you know, we have to watch what we say and do. And it's hard, you know, in life as men, it's hard, you know, to do that, you know, and so it's our lot in life is having to deal with that. But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So tell me where we're at.
Yeah. I just need to know when we could do a client interview.
Well, I want to cut this tree down before I lose my nerve.
Okay. Well, a client interview would have to be tomorrow. I could do any time between 10 and 5 o'clock.
That's fine.
What time works for you?
10 o'clock.
All right. I'll lock you in. I'll send you a reminder. I'll text you an hour before. That way you don't forget.
Okay.
And then I just got to secure your first month's payment of the $299, Marty.
Okay.
How do you want to do that?
I'm going to give you a debit card.
A Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. Is it under the business name as well, or just says Marty?
It is, but I've always been a DBA, so it's Marty K.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marty K. Milam?
Milam, yeah.
Milam. Okay, my apologies. And then
okay.
The billing address, has it been updated for the card yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we just moved back in 2020, and of course everybody's don't understand, but
should have been updated a long time ago. Okay, I'm ready for you.
5517.
5517.
1500.
1500.
1565.
1565.
8204.
8204. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
It was 628.
628, and then 3-digit code on the back.
321.
321. All right, and then we have a security question here. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden.
Okay, what was your mother's maiden name, Marty?
Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Okay, that's an easy one. Now, usually we require a 3-month verbal commitment. So that's what I was going to ask you. Are you sure you didn't want to capitalize on those prepays? Because you're going to be with us for at least 3 months anyway. If you do a 3-month prepay, it's $700. It saves you $200 over the next 3 months.
Okay.
You want to do that?
I don't know how much in my checking account. You can try it.
Yeah, I mean, we could try it. If it's not in there, it'll just
I just don't keep a lot in there.
Oh, I hear you. That's a smart way to go about it.
I just don't keep a lot in there. I move stuff around. I don't keep a lot of stuff in my checking accounts.
I'm kind of in that mindset too. I like to take stuff out and keep it in a safe. My wife goes, "Why do you do that? It doesn't appreciate in value." I go, "Look, the investments are invested, but the stuff in the account, you know, could just disappear anytime."
Right. I mean, I got my place.
The way things are going in this world, you know, that it could all just disappear at any day. Oh, the bank's closed, you know.
It's like, what happened to my money? It's like, you know, it's just okay, but where's it at? You know, it's like, not in your account right now.
Yeah. They all of a sudden, I've had banks tell me I couldn't take out money at a time. Oh, it's too much.
Oh, no, they stopped me. I was taking like 5 out a week. Or every other day seemed like I was making good money on a project or whatever, and I was just taking 5 and moving it or putting it in my safe or whatever. And they gave me a letter. My bank gave me a letter. I said, "What's this for?"
They're going to penalize you?
We're handing them out. You know, we're just letting you know that the government's watching you, they think you're laundering money.
Yeah.
I said, "Well, if I was going to launder money, I wouldn't do it through the bank."
Yeah. I wouldn't even put it in there to begin with.
Right. I wouldn't even put it in there to begin with. I just cash checks or make somebody give me cash, you know. It's like, that was stupid, man.
Yeah, that happened to me, too. I had a joint account with my wife, and I had her go pull $10,000 because I wanted to get a little car for my sister, and I was just going to buy the car cash. They give you a deal like $2,500 less if you buy it cash. So I had my wife. I said, "Go grab this. After work, I'm going to go grab it and give it to my sister. She got 3 kids. She needed a car." So – you know, they started sending me all these messages. They were making it a hassle while she was in the bank, you know, and it's like,
right.
you're embarrassing and giving her a hard time. She came home. They ended up not giving it to her. I got a notice, and then I had to go back down there the next day myself and lost my mind. Better give me my dang money. Or I'm going to pull it all out and go to a different bank. You know, well, he is going to lose it all playing with me.
Well, that's one of them things. Hey, tell me what the play is with Elon, you know, when this new IPO, man. I ain't figured it out. See, I don't think buying Tesla is the answer. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know either.
I don't drive cars like that anyway myself. I have a 4Runner. I'm an oddball, and our CEO is an oddball. He drives a Toyota 4Runner too. And I kind of looked at him and I go, okay, if that's what he's doing, then that's probably what I should be doing. I'm like, he could drive a Lamborghini if he wants to. He could have 100 Teslas if he wants to, but he's driving,
you know,
that
truck. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's the smart way to go about it. I'm kind of paranoid with the technology. I think it's too much. You know, I work in it and I see how much they listen to of people, and it actually makes me really paranoid to know that, you know, your phones are even listening to you when you're not.
Oh, it's paranoid.
Yeah, it drives me nuts. So I try to keep everything as old school as possible, you know. Give me the key. I don't need to push to start, you know. Let me put the key in there. I don't need all this fancy tech and have a laptop in the middle of my desk.
Well, you know, he's fixing to cure this death thing. I think it'll fall down. I know it'll fall down. I just don't want it to end up on the house. Golly.
We're already behind, though, you know. Our whole country is indebted.
Oh, it's messed up. It's messed up, man.
Yeah.
I think I got one cut to make. I got to cut this maple tree down, man.
Okay, so I got a decline for your transaction, by the way, for the 700, but it says to retry it. So I don't know if you got a message there. You just have to.
No, I knew it didn't have anything in it.
Okay.
I was real close. I knew it didn't have. Hang on a second. Let me give you another one.
Okay.
I don't have anything in it either, but it's a different account, different company.
Okay.
But it's the same purpose.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready for you.
It's the same purpose. You ready?
Yeah.
5517.
5517.
150.
150.
1515.
1515.
00. 04.
Is this American Express?
Nope, MasterCard.
Okay, I'm missing a number. You said 5517 150.
Zero.
Oh, it's two zeros. Okay. 1515 and then 0004.
Yep.
Okay. And then the expiration date, month and year?
473.
Wait, what? Oh,
473.
Oh,
that's the
back.
827.
827. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and update this and try to reprocess it, and then I'll let you get to that tree. Don't focus on the tree while I still got you on the phone. I don't want you to lose a finger paying attention to me.
Oh, no, I ain't got my saw out. I ain't got my saw out yet.
I watched my grandfather do that with a bandsaw in his garage. He used to be a carpenter. He was actually Secret Service, believe it or not. He was a driver for Eisenhower, and then he retired.
Wow.
Yeah, he retired and moved up to the mountains, and I used to catch him chopping wood in the snow, and then he would build all kinds of things. He was a carpenter out there. But I remember I drove up one time, and I distracted him in the driveway. And he picks his head up, smiling at me, and then all of a sudden, boom, cut the tip of his finger right off, squirting blood all over. I had to run him to the hospital.
My father-in-law was a carpenter, and he had all his digits when he left this earth. He had all his digits. That was amazing.
As long as you don't have kids running around distracting you, and usually
he loved carpentering work. He did. He liked being a carpenter.
Yeah, my grandfather too.
He was old union carpenter. Let me tell you what. He wouldn't be a dead gum Democrat right now if loving her money.
Yeah, never.
Stupid morons.
Yeah.
You know, they run the party, man.
Yeah.
Well, the party's ruined itself, man. One of my guys that I come up with, he runs IBEW.
Changed, you know.
He runs IBEW in Tennessee, South Carolina, and either Louisiana, Mississippi, one of his territories. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, these union boys are conflicted. I know what they are. I had to sign a hall. I had to go down to the hall and sign up to go to the Blue Oval down here, the Ford Blue Oval. And I had to go down to the hall and sign up. Of course, it ain't nothing but a racket. And
you think this is declining because of the $700? Because it just declines your payments every time. You think we should
go back?
Yeah, it's declining that one too.
Look here. Let me cut this tree down. I'll call the bank. Okay.
Yeah, I think they sent you a message, and you just gotta approve it, Marty.
You think so?
Yeah. Usually they send you a text message like, "Hey, did you authorize
the bank
this to you?"
The
yeah,
bank?
Because it's in California and you're over there. So they're going, hey, there's a
what
transaction.
What the crap difference does that make?
I know. I hate it. It happens to me when I travel. I was in Hawaii 2 months ago and I was out there and they were declining my transaction. It was embarrassing. I was like, what's going on? And I'm like, I know there's money in here or I wouldn't be out here.
I'll call the bank.
All right. Give them a call. I'll follow up with you here in a little bit.
Okay, bud.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.